Liverpool fans. Good evening, day trippers around the world. Good evening to all the people who are in Anfield and enjoy the wonderful atmosphere for 70 minutes of that match as we watched Mohamed beat the bejesus out of Jesus. Remember, like kids out there, Mohamed is greater than Jesus, right? So that's all we need. That's the main lesson
actual,
to take in.
It's an actual fact.
It's an actual fact now at this stage. And it's the main lesson we need to take into next week's match. Just let Mohamed run riot all over Jesus again and we'll have no end at all. Good evening, welcome along to the Tuesday Club. I am Philip Casey. This show is sponsored by Redsbet. We are in JK Stoutman's. We have just watched the match. Jamie Holm has left the WhatsApp group.
Joining me tonight,
I have got Paddy Lawson. He's the bigger one.
Paddy is life.
Doesn't have the shoulders, but has the beard.
Makes up for it in spades elsewhere.
And of course, beside him is he looks. I have to say, if you've watched the Fatback Four, you've probably seen a Terry Wogan like midget host the Fatback Four show. Yet when Gav appears on this, he looks a completely different human altogether. He's got ears. He hasn't got a beard.
I'm 5'9".
Did I tell you my story about the whole pass?
Come back to us in a second. And then beside me, I actually have the man who's on Periscope at this moment in time. It is Stephen Daly, and he's going to be looking to get used to the retweets, the shares, and he'll be keeping in contact with us as you go along so we can pick up some comments and see how it goes.
Hello.
So this is, as I said, this is the Tuesday Club. I'm just doing this here so I remember to have a podcast as opposed to spending 4 hours trying to figure out how I was going to get the audio off a video last week. And as we start in, lads, Liverpool 5, Roma 0 for 70 minutes and for 81 minutes. And it finished up 5-2 because Roma watched the video of West Brom at the weekend and figured out how to score 2 goals over the last 15 minutes. So, Paddy, up to 81 minutes, we were just waxing lyrical about how wonderful this Liverpool side was. Where do you sit at the moment? Is the glass half full, or are you crying into over the spilt milk that we've been
just
knocked out of the Champions League?
Liverpool supporting career for the last 10 years. In 10 minutes. That's how I sum her up.
Yeah.
We're flying, we're motoring, then Edin Dzeko comes out a rapper and absolutely turns it to Pele once again. The player comes to Anfield and absolutely runs amok. Now, in fairness, it's not all doom and gloom. We were top class tonight. We were unbelievable. We took our foot off the pedal. I know the only bad thing, two bad things about tonight is, number one, we conceded 2 goals, but number two, Chamberlain looks bad. Injury looks bad, but a good thing to take out of that is when the anthem came on and he was unbelievable. Changed the game. First couple of minutes when he came on, he wasn't great, but Jesus, he went through the gears. He was unbelievable. Milner, Henderson covered every patch of grass tonight. Milner, Imranel handball as well, which is a bit dubious, but listen, we'll take that. But we were class.
Gav, Paddy is mental there. going on about Wijnaldum after that performance by Salah and Firmino, to be quite honest. And of all the players you could pick out, if you're going to have mental stuff, you're going to talk about Lovren's madness from about 75 minutes onwards, right? So, Gav, I know you actually tried to throw a stool at the television screen.
Numerous times
over the last 10 minutes.
No, look, listen.
And you said that you're going to give out stink here.
If you go through the match in the order it ran, I didn't see the first 20 minutes, I'm being honest with you. I was driving here. Because all the other cunts.
You were rapping the first 20.
All the other cunts wouldn't show up, so I had to come over. I didn't see the first 20, 20. I actually walked in the door. When I walked in the door, the pub was a big, massive roar, and I thought, geez, a round of applause. But we're at the score in the second when I came in the door. You told me we were really good from 25 onwards, but this, from 45 to 70 we were fucking unbelievable. It was as much as I was giving out about how much.
Come on into the mic a bit.
Sorry, can I just bring it over?
No, you can't. You can't. Just move again. This is why you've lost all that weight on the
I was giving out about how much room their wing backs were getting. They were giving Salah way too much fucking room. Every time the ball. Trent gets it, or even Lovren gets it, anyone gets it, it's just a ball down the inside right channel and he's on it. We were unbelievable, some of the football we played, and to be honest with you, all right, we get the 5, but it could have been 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then I think we lost all our shape and all everything from about 75 onwards.
Yeah. Steve-o.
A few things. I think we lost some of our shape for a couple of reasons. Roma changed their shape. They went to a
flat back
four, which obviously had an impact. We were out on our feet as well. You have to appreciate, you know, and I don't know, maybe, well, I do know why Klopp's not making changes there, in the sense that we don't have the cover in midfield. Mm. He really could have done with bringing Wijnaldum and bringing, you know, whoever else on after 70 minutes, yeah. Not after when Wijnaldum came on after 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. We were exceptional tonight, though. We really were. Okay, we've had a couple of mistakes which have cost us goals. It wasn't a penalty in my eyes. It hits his stomach first and goes onto his hand. So it wasn't an intentional handball.
Was his hand in an unnatural position, though? Because it's away from the body.
Well, you have to ask yourself, what's in a natural position?
Well, it hits him full hairfield. So
if it ricochets off his body onto his hand, then his hand wasn't...
But do you not think the ref has failed to take into account that this is James Milner and every position he adopts is an unnatural position
for
a human?
But this is a natural position for him to have his hand out like that, because he's trying to,
he's about to fall.
Catch his balance as he's about to fall. So normally this is his natural position. But like, we're talking about five goals scored tonight. Truthfully, It's not a could have been six or seven. It should have been six or seven. Yeah. You look at the two Mane chances in the first half. You look at the Wijnaldum chance. You look at the is it Firmino has another chance in the second half that he doesn't score. I'm trying to think back now, because it all became a bit of a fucking mental attacking blur. But I just thought it was superb, and we've fucked ourselves a little bit in the sense that we've gone from done and dusted to having to be mindful, but that's probably not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Going in, it means we go in like the City game. We go
it puts
in.
Puts a bit of manners needed, on us, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And it means we have to have focus.
You'd be of course, tuned in.
Don't get me wrong.
Game.
Of course, you'd prefer 5-0, but you're sort of saying we have to go in with a little bit more focus now next week.
Like, the frustration that this team, I thought we'd gotten away from, was giving away stupid goals and giving up goals in important moments. And it's just that fear has creeped back in because of what happened at the West Brom game. And then the goal, like, all we have to do is see it out. A 5-0 up, you see it out, and like, you don't even need to go to Rome. You can send over Klopp and the lads can just have a 5-a-side over there. Be grand, right? And
say we're going directly to Kiev.
Yeah. Look, if we go over there 5-0, Roma don't even turn up. They put out a second string out because they're fighting for Champions League themselves. That's the difference a clean sheet and seeing that a clean sheet out tonight does between that and making the leg come alive. Now, the positive on it, and this is my view, is that if we go there, they have a belief. They were able to put a 3-goal margin past Barcelona to qualify for the semi-final, right? They are going to believe that they can score at least 3 goals against us, right? And I think they will come at us in the same way City came at us in the last match, right? Believing they're going to score, which will again leave the gaps at the back that Salah, Firmino and Mane are going to thrive in. The problem is our drop-off between those three to the Game of Thrones lad they bring on when one of them needs a rest, right? Like, literally, the drop off is huge. And as rightly said, when Salah goes off, right, the Roma team almost, the defence almost breathed a sigh of relief. You remember, up until that time, at one stage, Salah falls, right? And the centre back has all the time in the world to take the ball and retain it. And he just kicks it out because Salah is still around him. He's so frightened of him. He just kicks it out. As soon as Salah goes off, the Roma team, the Roma defence breathes and they go, hang on a second, if we get on the ball now, we don't have to look left and right all the time because they're not bringing on another Salah.
Yeah, they probably do look like that, but I knew when I seen Ings warming up to come on, or was on the sideline, I thought it would be Salah to come off, but I would have probably put Ings up front. And I'll tell you why, because Firmino was excellent in a wide position when we are defending a lady. He gets in, he covers space more than anything else. And Mane the same, but Mane still has the massive threat down the side, you know, with his pace. But look, we can go on about the negatives, all right. I'd rather go on about the football we played. And
well, I say no. I say we go on about the negatives all night. There was nothing good about that. We're out of the Champions League.
Yeah, there's some people will think that. But
I do.
No, you're right. The drop off was fucking unbelievable, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's the squad we have. That's the bench we had. You know what I mean?
Okay, Paddy, let's take it back to that electric 70 minutes, right? And let's go. There was the first 10, 15 minutes. It was really a case that we were trying to figure out Roma and how they were set up. They were playing three at the back. They'd pushed their fullbacks on. We couldn't get Trent into the game. We couldn't get Robertson into the game. And our best hope was just getting a ball down the channel to try to get Mane on it. Now, to Mane's credit, we could have got an opening goal with Salah within 3 minutes. And then Mane has two fantastic chances that he goes through on goal. He really should score the two of them.
We were watching the game here, and we said to each other, Mane's having one of them nights.
Yeah. Mm.
And he'll probably score one that he's not meant to score.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the football we're playing. The reason why the big drop off was obviously Salah goes off, but you have to take into account it's 80 minutes into the game, and the tempo we set for 80 minutes was unbelievable. They couldn't live it.
Mm.
And as Phil was saying, Salah goes off, their back four go right. Now we have a couple of seconds on the ball, we can try and play our game. Then he brings Dzeko into the game. That's their strength. Against Barcelona, he ran right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they done tonight. They targeted Lovren. Lovren switched off. As you were saying as well, that we have to stop conceding stupid goals, which he's 80 minutes into a game as well. And he was brilliant. Lovren was brilliant tonight. They were all brilliant.
Up until that.
And
75th
then
minute.
And then his head went.
I think all their heads went.
There was a drop off from everybody there. And I think Lovren does what he's done when he's had these brain. Like, people are talking about him having a brain fart. I think it's just an error in his play.
Yeah.
He wants to go and attack that ball rather than just dropping off and standing up as man. Had he stood up Dzeko, he was giving Dzeko everything to do.
Yeah.
Everything to do in that position. And he's 5 yards closer to goal, goal side. But he doesn't. He goes to try and win the header. Dzeko is able to take it into his chest and just go, all I have to do now is stick this home. But, and it was a great finish. Let's not take it away from him.
But lads,
Roma will be happier tonight with the result than we will. But the simple fact is, it wasn't 6 and it wasn't 7. And they've got their 2 goals.
A 5-0, their faces, they were out.
We give them that little glimmer of hope. But it also puts us in a position where we say to ourselves, we have to be switched on now. We have to go there. We have to definitely not concede, but I think we need a goal. Definitely there.
Well, come here. We need two, because if we score one and they still score four, we're still out because they've got two away goals,
yeah,
right?
True, what are
we
looking at?
But I want to talk about our goals. I want to talk about our first half play from 25 minutes on. I haven't seen such blitzkrieg type football from a Liverpool team. I don't know. It was just perfection. That we just found every single weakness and we just exploited the weakness.
It was a better version of what we did against Dortmund, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was we looked sensational, you know. You're looking at it from the point of view of other fans that you're in WhatsApps with, and they're just going, Liverpool are outrageous. You know, they're so fucking good, and that has to kill them. But that's how good we were.
Salah is the best player in the world.
On current form,
he has Ballon d'Or written all over.
I said this to you back in October, and everyone
that
laughed. And I said,
"No, I won't." White spirits will probably win.
I said it in October. He is better than Messi, and everyone laughed. And the proof is there. We're in the semi-finals of the Champions League, and Messi isn't.
Mm. He reminds me of, and I know you did say this, and I said to you on Saturday when he scored on Saturday. I said to you, he looks like it's a messy finish again. And you went, you fucking said that. Yeah, I know you did. But we're all allowed to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing about me is, when you watch him now, like even the little drag backs and stuff like that, it's the confidence that runs through him. As for the football we played, like Steve-O said, we took 15. After 15 minutes, Oxlade-Chamberlain gets injured and we were working them out at that stage. And then probably when Alden comes on, we're just settling ourselves again, and then something clicks where we do walk them out, and you see the balls going down the sides of them, and Firmino's getting onto them, and then he's linking with Salah, and he's linking with Mane, and we're playing balls into feet, and we're getting down, and always getting down the sides of them. We're taking advantage of this tree at the back of the plane, and we're getting in that channel, and we're walking from there, and the first goal comes from there. And my Jesus, if you pick the ball up and try to, you know, pull it in that top corner with your hand, I couldn't, because I couldn't fucking reach. But, you know, if you tried to put that in with your hand,
you tried to put it in your kids' goal.
Yeah,
you might just reach to the back.
Lethal from 8-9 yards. Yeah,
prolific.
8-9 yards is like a fucking halfway line, though. For you,
you talk about me all around the estate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deceptively quick over the first half yard.
That's not what we're going after.
You're like a skinny Andy Reid, to be honest with you. What? You're like a skinny Andy Reid.
Yeah, well, he fucking plays the guitar.
A man of many talents.
But lads, look, the fourth goal. That, as you said, the finish is just, it's just incredible.
There's actually six Roma players in the box.
Yeah.
Six. And he puts it in the place where no one, there's two keepers in there, they're not stopping that.
But he measures it up. The shot beforehand, he measures it up. He gets the shot away. It's the same side of the goal. Looks at it, like, how far can your man stretch? That's not a bad stretch.
Yeah.
You won't be able to stretch to this one.
Watch this.
We watched it on Irish television. Souness was on it, and Souness was saying, you know, as good a finish as it was, the defender, you look at the defender and they didn't get... The problem you have with Mo Salah is, and I always go back to the Watford game at home, go and tackle him. Yeah. Go and try to tackle him. And he won't bend it in the top corner. He'll just go past you and he'll put you on your ass and he'll stick it in with his right foot. It doesn't bother him. So the problem you have, and going back to Messi or all these great players, you know, Henri was like that. Everyone
there's
stood
not
up
a
Henri
simple way to defend.
Does not, because if you go tight on him, he's that low centre of gravity, and you watch the amount of touches he takes in small spaces. Where me or you or anyone else would take one, he's taking three.
No, I can take 12.
He's taking three. Yeah, but you're just, you know, you're all about yourself. but, you know what I mean? You know, he can take one, two, or three touches, and he's away from you.
Yeah.
Or you're taking him down. So as much as Souness was saying, you know, the defending, he should be tighter. You go tight to him, and he just... As I said on the pod the other night, he'll find a way. He'll find a way.
Because I said last week that Real Madrid have a player that can turn a game on its head in 10 minutes. After that, now tonight, we have a player that can do that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Like,
but not after tonight. It's been all season.
Well, I know, but like, 100%.
You're looking at the stages he's doing it on. This is the sort of fella that could genuinely have an impact on how well Egypt do at this World Cup.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
He's going to own Egypt when the World Cup is over.
They'll have his face just graffitied onto the pyramids at some stage.
They're taking the head down off the Sphinx. They're putting his head up with that curly bill in his head.
They just put a big curly wig on it. That's job done.
Isn't it mad though that he plays for Liverpool and he looks like one of the Scouser stereotypes from the 80s?
Harry Enfield or the fast
track. He just shaves off the beard and just leaves a tash for the foil. It'd be the best thing ever.
Wasn't it around 98 he done the big picture with everyone in the yellow jerseys?
Just a load of Mo Salahs now.
Yeah, he's un-fucking believable. What's that, 43 goals now?
43. He's far off Ian Rush's all-time record of goals.
How Jose Mourinho's English Mickey looking at him.
With four games left.
Five games left.
Yeah.
He's outrageous. And like I said, try defend against him, try defend and stand off him. You know, push a high line, stay deep. He just finds a way. And like that, like we're saying, you build into a game. He's just, it's like a fucking computer in his brain, you know, in his head. And it's just, it's calculating all this data. And then he's saying, now I know where I'm going. Now I know what I'm doing.
Do you think he could be from the future?
That's FIFA level of messing.
We were
and Paddy were looking at it, because not only was that, but when Yaldum kept doing, don't show the R1, L1, all the time, spinnies all over the shop.
Coming off.
Yeah, lads were running up and trying it.
At one point, Salah did one and the ball rolled to Wijnaldum and he did one as well.
There was one stage
where Wijnaldum had the ball. I think we were 5-0 up at the time and he got it about 40 yards ago and he took about 14 touches. It'd be like something you'd do. You know, 14.
Told you, at least 12. Yeah.
But it was like he was looking at the ball going, what the fuck is this thing?
Wijnaldum.
And he was just kicking it and tapping it around. You know, it was like there was
Paddy's man in the match,
just
slagging there now.
Paddy's man in the match.
He actually, Wijnaldum actually, Wijnaldum gets paid for it.
Wait me, I'll kill you.
Wijnaldum gets paid for the touch. That's what he was doing.
It's
a new contract. That's it.
Like Paddy working on the shed, paid by the nail.
£200,000 he got for that game.
Did he, yeah?
Yeah, all the touches.
Lads, just the Firmino, we haven't, but Firmino, Steve, like, I know you're his biggest fan, right? And like,
I am now.
I know, but like, I have to say,
I'm that fickle.
Firmino is immense,
outrageous.
It's like he was defending and he's attacking and he's scoring and he's assisting and he's everywhere.
Listen, it's quite simple. He has gone up the same. I think his improvement is nearly, if not the same level as Salah. He just hasn't had the goal return. If you look at him last season and how much he gave away the ball, he wasn't clinical in front of goal. He had core a core skill set there. And I said that, even though I said that we needed a proper number nine, and I then dug in a bit deeper just to get the wind up saying he was shite, because he was never shite, but I never thought he was going to be this level of footballer. I didn't.
He's nearly on 20 goals now, isn't he?
Most people didn't. Even the people who liked him didn't think he'd be this
imagine
level.
Imagine being on 27 goals in a season, right? And being fucking like 15 off the top scorer.
And you're the centre forward.
Yeah, 27 goals, decent season, but Mo has 43 million.
He's there thinking to himself, remember all those fuckers last year said I'd never get the 20 goals? Yeah. I'll show them, hang on a second. Don't leave us.
This will be sorted. Yeah. We won't have this camera anymore for much longer.
I like this camera.
You like that camera? It gives you a little break.
Yeah.
The Gav uses that 20 seconds to pick his nose.
Brush me hair. Brush me hair.
If you honestly brush his hair, there we go. Look at
Barry, so let's have a look at what a few people have said here, and let's chat about it.
Like a young Hugh Grant,
like an old Hugh Grant.
No,
I mean,
when he pulled up really slowly against that curve. That's what you look like.
There we go.
Right, so let's look at what a few people are saying.
To bring back the old age.
Firmino is God said good result, lads, and I responded saying, you know, I don't think any of us would disagree with that or would have any problems with that. We can always pick out things that could be improved upon. You'd do that at 5-0 because you talk about chances that were missed or whatever else, but I think we all agree it was a great the fucking head on you.
On the day that the failure is re-announced down in the trip to tip, I've gone full on 1994
Jerry Rampage.
Undercut the works.
They're like somehow wore the buttons with that head. Look at them laying head them.
Do you know what? Actually, I'd be like your man. Do you remember your man that was on the camera for the Roma team?
Yeah, right there.
I'm depressed at 5-0.
If I get a picture, you know I get carers of you. Pay for that new camera. What else have you got, Steve?
Barry Tucker said, "Get Redsbet to buy a new one." We've plenty of plans for Redsbet. Don't worry about that, Barry. We've loads of ways to spend the money.
But lads, on the Firmino thing, like, and Mane scores a goal, but the Firmino second goal, the header. Nobody's expecting that. Everyone thought it was Van Dijk for a start. Who scored it, right?
And
he's out jumping everyone. Do up in the air, bang. He looks about 3 inches taller than he did last year. Do you reckon they had like one of those stretch boards the Henry VIII used to have?
He got them free with the tea whitening kit. They stretch him every morning.
He's not blind, aren't
he? Ah, that unreal.
They're ridiculous.
I say it every week. That boy had my future.
He's got a dozen of Tom Cruise heels now in his boots. He's walking down platforms, Nike platforms.
Grizz says here, big loss with Ox gone out.
No, we won, Grizz. You tick. We won 5-2. fucking spa.
We really do. He says, really only have 3 fit midfielders now for the rest of the season.
It's a fair point.
And it is a fair point. And we are short there. Let's hope that it is. If it's an impact injury, if he can go off like that, that could be an impact injury with just some bruising. He could be back next Wednesday, or he could be out for the season. We don't know yet. And it's going to obviously.
It reminds you a bit like when, you know, 13, 14, when Henderson gets sent off.
Yeah.
And you lose that player for 3 games and it kills us. Yeah. But look, at the end of the day, if Oxlade-Chamberlain is gone for argument's sake, 3 to 4 weeks, that'll put us an end to a season, more or less. Mm-hmm. He might make a Champions League final if we get there.
From what I heard, Emre Can is almost fit again.
Miraculous.
He doesn't even
papers
anymore.
He's down in Lourdes.
he's been up at Man City. They're signing him next season, so they agreed to juice him up. Man City are signing him next season, so they're going to juice him up for a few games for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grizz is saying that Klopp said it's very bad in the team, but obviously if you stretch it off, it's not good.
Yeah, but Klopp is going to have to tell these three lads in the middle of midfield, look, you have a big game against Stoke, you have a massive game then away to Rome, you know, because you're going to have to play the freedom.
I think Cockwoodbourne probably plays at the weekend.
Look, he could do. I'm 100% against that. If they're fit, they fucking play.
If
you're winning games, you don't get fucking tired. People always say that, you know, when teams are on massive rolls, they're not tired of a winning game. So
it's four days till the match.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. But I want to go back to, I want to go to the second goal, and you're touching on Firmino. The second goal, Salah into Firmino, and Firmino switches straight away from a forward into a 10 and turns and doesn't panic, and he could play a ball early to Salah, and he waits for that extra run and he puts him in, and again the fucking fella just clipping balls over. He's just literally clipping
balls. But you can see him like he was like the roadrunner, right, just outside when Firmino gets the ball, right, he just turns the afterburners on, and Mohamed is there going, And Jesus, this is why I'm the real prophet. Bang, he was gone. There was
Can you
no...
believe he's not in the top 10 fastest players in the Premiership this season?
Who? Oh, Salah?
Yeah.
Is he not?
Leroy Sané was. He hasn't.
All 10 of them.
Walcott is one of them, I'd say.
Walcott's one of them.
Yeah, I don't know about what Sané was. Van Aanholt. Fucking what's his name?
Van Aanholt.
Van Aanholt.
Lovren. Lucas.
Lucas. Yeah. Lucas.
There's a big difference though between Walcott and Salah, isn't
it? Harry Kewell.
Isn't it? There's a big difference between Walcott and Salah. There Walcott is shy. Doesn't matter how fast he fucking is.
But no, you think he was like well up there in the top fucking two or three fastest.
But what was the game?
It's just
where
his legs go really fast.
Salah goes, but he's actually the camera in Anfield down the tunnel. You see Salah going, boy.
Yeah.
As like a blow up. Emre Can makes about 60 yards.
Yeah.
And nearly gets up for the square the ball to him. Like,
yeah.
So he mustn't be that quick. It was deceivingly quick, maybe.
I think it's because
he's so small, his legs move so fast.
He's like a little mincer.
Yeah. And it's just
like,
and it's like, you can't, there's nothing you can do about him. When you're looking at it, you go, what the hell? What is going on?
He has three legs, you just can't see them that quick.
Shut it down, Steve-O's gone. Steve-O's head is fast.
He's finished it. He's gone. He's like a little mentor.
Steve-O is done.
Jagger.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back. This is like when you've taken that punch. It's just now.
Get into that glass, Jill.
even the ref is holding slow on the count. One.
Nah, come around. Fucking hell, Pat.
Come here, lads. Milner, we discussed it, but I started to mention Lovren. One thing I say, Van Dijk needs to hold the head a bit as well. The last 50 minutes, he's wandering into midfield and doing mad things. He just needs to, like,
we said it here. He goes in, I think Carey has called the ball.
Yeah, and he still goes in.
And Van Dijk
clatters him.
Clips him.
Yeah.
He fucking lets him have it.
Yeah.
And that's a good sign.
It's great to see. We've seen that from Karius in the last few weeks.
Yeah, because Karius is coming together and you can clearly see him shouting it. And Van Dijk just keeps running at him. But on a couple of occasions, I think Van Dijk is this calm influence on players around him. But I think sometimes he tries to be too calm, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when he gets the ball and he's taking a few more touches and a few more. And he does it at one stage in the second half and he's loads of room and he's looking. And he turns and plays a square ball and it's intercepted. I think sometimes he can be a little bit casual. Now, look, I'm not fucking saying Van Dijk is, anyway, you know, a bad
player. Are you saying we should replace him in the summer?
I would look at it. You know I mean? I definitely would
think
look
strongly
at it.
About it.
You know what I mean? I'd use the Ings money.
Use the Ings money.
But no, there was a couple
the
of times.
Ings money.
It'd be a couple of times where
seven
he's,
quid
yeah,
and a packet of Quavers.
Yeah. Well, you can guess.
And a bottle of shower gel as well.
Just
a free
and a can of worm brew with sugar because they have the sugar tax now in England.
A shield and a sword is what they give.
Yeah, but no, but he was a bit casual.
Small
at
one at that.
And like you said, he did. He went into challenges and he kept going into midfield.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And leaving gaps.
And he was leaving gaps.
At 84, 85 minutes, he's in centre midfield.
Yeah.
He's 15 yards in front of Lovren. And you're thinking, We've conceded two goals in the last 4 minutes, mate. Maybe just sit in and chill the fuck out, you know?
At that stage, right, and I hate the euphemism, but, you know, you've got to fucking just say, sit there, shut it down. Just tell, the same with Milner and Henderson, stop doing the doggies at this point. Anything that's coming in, just clear your lines.
But I think at that time, like, they're spent. They're 80 minutes.
Oh,
they're just running on fumes.
The one thing I would say, Karius makes a good...
It does it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having to put Wijnaldum in so early, it's...
Yeah.
Because them legs coming on 65 make a massive difference.
But again, the other bit is that, Karius does make a couple of decent saves. The header down, it could have been 5-3.
Yeah.
It was a good stop. It was close to him, but he still has to get down and do it. And he comes and takes the balls whenever he's needed in the thing. Probably beating at the near post for Dzeko's goal. Maybe a little bit. But then again, he's spreading himself.
Yeah.
Dzeko puts it in a very tight angle.
Dzeko's a great finisher, though.
Yeah, he is class.
And he also gets the chance to take the ball down and pick a spot and pick where he wants to go. Waits for
the
keeper to move.
Say hello to two people in the crowd. What's the hell's your flight? Yeah, say I'm bang, go. Yeah. Look.
the line that Liverpool
tell your mom's asking for.
Yeah. The line that Liverpool are holding there isn't too bad because I think it's not too soon before that.
Cut off, sorry.
There's one where I think it's Nangolan plays like a reverse ball in behind and Trent makes a good interception.
But a fabulous ball.
Yeah.
But the line was good. I thought the line was good for this. For the goal, the line was good.
Mm. But Lovren just drops, steps in. Yeah.
But when he drops, he jumps too early. If he keeps dropping,
Yeah, he gets the head on that and puts it out for
He takes it on the chest.
Or he probably blocks it off and Perlius comes and gets it.
Dzeko can't take the ball. If he drops those three yards,
just keep coming.
He either stays in line and he's offside, or he completely drops with the ball.
Yeah.
He went halfway and then panicked.
Yeah, and he got caught under it.
And then I think it got into his head.
The man I go, we haven't mentioned the man I go, but like again, it's a bit of magic boy for me, you know. And then it's a clip back, and it's just a lovely finish that man I has is sitting there. Like, and as we said, he should have had a hat trick.
Yeah.
The ball that he goes through on where he clips it over the bar, he should birdie that. He has the one that's offside as well. It was just fractionally offside. Yeah. Only when you look
at another one around where the penalty spot, where he blasts.
Yeah, there's one where he's squared and he hits the corner, the Andy Road end.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about Nainggolan for a minute?
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, fuck Alisson or any other Roma player in that squad. If there's a fella that would be an excellent addition to us needing midfielders, him,
Nainggolan be quality.
Him and Naby and another addition to that midfield would
be class.
Would be a huge improvement to Coutinho and Emre Can.
That'll be an upgrade.
Yeah.
That's definitely my opinion, honestly. Because we have
to be upgrading.
Because we haven't missed Coutinho too much, thankfully. No. And that's a ridiculous thing in a way. It goes to show you. But it is what Klopp said. It's the sum of the parts rather than the individual. And everybody else has stepped up.
Yeah.
But to be able to have someone like Nainggolan and Naby Keita in there and whoever else is going to play that other midfield role, that leaves you players like Chamberlain, Wijnaldum, Milner, Henderson, whoever it might be, all rotating.
Nainggolan was coming in and out again, but it just shows how good Henderson was. Because anytime he tried to turn the ball, Henderson was closing him down, nicking the ball. I think
he got very frustrated.
They nicked the ball.
But that was him playing in an unfamiliar position.
Yeah, like
he has played out there this season.
Yeah.
And I only know that from looking at them on the likes of how they're setting up and that. I haven't watched them at all this season, but he has played out in that position a fair bit. But generally, he's seen as a central midfielder.
Yeah.
So, but if he can play out there, that's even better.
But
again,
going back to Steve's point about made, the one thing we know that Klopp likes multifunctional players.
Yeah,
he's another multifunctional player.
I don't know. I know. Was he? You were saying earlier he was meant to go to Juventus a couple of years ago.
No, he was meant to go to Chelsea. Chelsea were big in for him. No, that was Schick, your man that came
Patrick
on.
Patrick Schick.
Oh, right. Okay.
He was meant to go to Juve this summer. And
but
what happened
with Chelsea and Nainggolan?
Wouldn't sell him.
Oh, they wouldn't sell him.
That was Schick. That was meant to go
and
to Juve.
Strootman is only back in over the last two seasons.
Strootman was really fucking highly rated, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he picked up two cruciates.
Yeah. But Nainggolan for me, in the game. Yeah, but the money you get with him this summer. Nainggolan for me, in the game, you could see him, he was getting frustrated, and that was down to Henderson. I thought Henderson was outstanding for an hour and 65 minutes, probably 70. But Nainggolan for me, he drops deep and he plays a little bit, then he moves up the pitch. The most dangerous was when he found those pockets 30 yards from goal, and you're allowing him to turn, and he has a lovely ball on him.
He does have a lovely ball.
And that's what I'm saying. I think he's probably a little bit more of a complete midfielder than say even what Coutinho is. So you get a little bit more out of him.
Harder.
And he still has that ability to be a danger in that final.
Coutinho's more the business end of the pitch, and Angling is
he has that, but he has that edge as well. Like he has that nasty little fucker as well. But look, anyway, lads, the most positive thing about this is, no matter what people say, right, we're taking a 3-goal lead into Rome, right? If once we don't lose by more than 2 goals in Rome, we're in the Champions League final. That's a bloody good position to be in.
Yeah. Well, I think
going
mean,
into the second
lads,
leg.
It shows the progress this season, that we actually are coming away a little bit deflated from a 5-2 win in the semi-final
of the Champions League.
And we're coming away deflated from
That's because what they've done in the last round. I think if for example, they won 1-0 against Barcelona in the last round, you wouldn't be going, oh, fucking hell, they done the Barcelona with 3 goals. That's why we're just thinking of this 3-goal thing.
Yeah.
It's all in their head.
They've conceded 24 goals this season in the league.
They haven't conceded at home though in the Champions League.
They will next week.
They were conceding
0.75 goals. They were conceding 3/4 of a goal a game was their average.
Shut up, Steve.
And we just stuck 5 past them.
I was just going cross-eyed there when you said that. What? Point
what? Last week,
24 goals in 34 games.
Last week they won 1.34, 0.75.
But they have to come out at home against us. They
if they don't, we get a walkover, and that's right.
No, they can't play a typically Italian home tie where they soak up the pressure.
Well, they have to, because it's in Rome.
There's one fella there saying the Liverpool goal, away goals this season in the Champions League. I don't know if it's still up on your screen there, but it is. Yeah, 1-7-3-5-2. That's the last five or six away.
Well, all I know is that you always get a higher number as well in the lotto draw. There's no point going for all the low numbers. You never get that 1-7-3-5-2. That's never going to turn off.
What's your bonus, Paul?
Well, no, yeah.
Don't know. Doing the bookies, though. The bookies, you win all the time on the lotto there. Just letting you know.
When you think about it, ultimately.
You're just saying words now to try and remember.
No.
Taking 12 touches on this, yeah.
It would be.
Bill O'Hurley.
Paper the award.
Bill O'Hurley shitting himself.
Red's well, 14 grand.
It's a bit harsh now there, Stephen.
Why?
Because. Dead. Anyway, the.
He's dead. That's why I said exactly. He's spinning in his grave.
He didn't. He said he's shitting himself.
No, before that, I said he's spinning in his grave. I said he would be shitting himself.
He would. Live. Now. Where are we? We're talking. Rome away, and then we've got Stoke at the weekend.
Half 12.
A game to get up for.
It's not another half 12 Saturday.
Half 12.
Half 12.
I was hoping it'd be half 5, because we don't lose them half 5. The half 12 games, we're going to concede 2 from set pieces. We'll be 3-0 up, and we'll draw 3-3. That's what we do on Saturday mornings. but now you have to look. You know, I don't like all this fucking squad rotation stuff.
No, you
don't need to. But I think you might see a few rested, especially looking after the last 20 minutes of that game. They like they said, they looked dead on their feet. Like, I don't know whether they were a mixture of dead on their feet and just Salah coming off the pitch.
But this is what I'm going to say.
The effect it had on Roma impact, and the effect that it had on us.
Impact Salah has on that pitch, he is the talisman. Like, there's a reason why he is player of the year, and we haven't mentioned it, right? He's player of the year, and it's because of the argument that we've put on here many times. You take De Bruyne out of the City team, they still romp the league. It doesn't really make that big of a difference to what happened to City this year. Take Salah out of our team, and we're nowhere near what we're doing.
As good as
we're nowhere near what
this
we're
is
doing.
A fella who has absolutely eclipsed what Suarez did in 2014.
Even though we had him.
Absolutely. Somebody said to me earlier on, no Liverpool fan could have expected a season like that. And I said, no, because
I did.
Even fans, and Phil was someone who shouted it and said he'll be excellent in our system and whatever else.
I said again, you were
looking at him. Exactly. You were looking at him. A really good season for him was 20 goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if Firmino got the same, that was amazing.
Brilliant.
And we were thinking maybe 12, 13 for Mane.
Yeah.
And you were sort of saying, 60 you were combined. saying that's there, thereabouts.
That's what you're looking
this
at.
This is nuts. This is nuts. They've got what? 85 goals? More, nearly
164 goals.
164 goals between one of them.
Yep.
There's 70 between Salah and Firmino. So it's
And then you've got 80
and 100 for Mane.
Was that 18 for Mane today?
Yeah, so 88 goals between three of them.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like we were going
and
on
one
about,
from Ings.
Well, listen.
None from Solanke, But when he does score, that dam is going to break. He's
hashtag
going to
squad.
Yeah, hashtag squad.
Hashtag squad.
There is, in fairness, a fair comment is out to coming in there. I think it was from Jerry or something saying, there's no squad left to rotate.
There isn't.
No. Not really.
Well,
that's the biggest worry.
As you were saying, we are where we are because he's at that level.
Mm.
So do we put all our eggs in one basket and just rest? I know you're going to go play mad when I say this, but if we rest players and if we, like, as we said before, Klopp is all about momentum and tempo, and he wants players rhythm. Jesus, hit him with the
rhythm.
Because
that's a dancer.
Get away.
Who's Eddie?
It's for us, like for Klopp, obviously. Does he say, right, I need to go to Stoke, I need to get results, or does he have both those on the second touch?
Let me put it this way, right? Assuming when we don't lose to Chelsea can only get the 73 points.
Right.
Okay. We're on 71 points at the moment.
Yeah.
Theoretically, assuming you pick up you go and you get your point in Chelsea, you need 2 points. You need a point from the Stoke game and the Brighton game to secure Champions League football for next year.
I think if you beat Stoke, it's done. And like people are saying now, it's done already. They're still 5 points behind us if they win their game in hand. That's fine, we might go and beat them at Stamford Bridge, you know, but you can't leave that doubt there because
doesn't matter
if we fuck up against Stoke and it's they're 3 points behind us with. And they play us and beat us and them were pushing themselves to the last game. I have Brighton.
Doesn't matter. I know Chris Hughton, and he said he's not going to bother his bollocks in the last game.
They're not even turning up. They're going to Rome instead.
Just said he's going to call in. Two of the lads were sick. So he's just going to give the 3 points over.
He's a Liverpool fan.
He sounds
three half and half scarves.
Newcastle should have never sacked him.
No.
Well, they have a very good manager now.
No, he's gone to Arsenal.
Who, Benitez?
Yep. In the imaginary world of papers.
No,
it's true.
But did you read that Natala Echo or something, did you?
Yeah, yeah. Southside People.
Southside People.
Yeah. The Broadford Gazette.
Martin Casey asks, who have we got in the kids worth giving a go to?
Most
a lot of them are out on loan.
Yeah, the Camacho.
Yeah, but
Camacho. Play Natalic.
And a couple of the lads are on the bench against Everton.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm trying to pick a team now for Stoke.
Play Solanke, playing.
It's the team you don't want to go up against. No. Just not. Absolute
play Mignolet started his career. Mignolet started his career as a centre midfielder, so play him there. He can't be any worse. Just tell him to walk around. He just falls into people. Be grand.
He'll be catching the fucking ball and all.
Okay, so Stoke game. Jack Butland were also rumoured to sign. He's bound to have a wordy against us.
We're signing Butler.
I swear to God, I'll have a fucking
Alisson.
Breakdown.
Come here. You're having a mentor of Alisson. You think he's shy, don't you?
After watching fucking him. Poxy.
What about the save off Robertson?
Fuck that. Just stop.
Didn't even know about it.
Made one save all night. Do you know what I mean? Committed too early. Salah's second goal.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
He was heartbroken after the fifth goal.
He should have known for the fourth goal he was going to shoot at that corner. He should have been standing over there.
Should have been standing over there waiting.
David
Seaman would have.
He came out tonight at one stage, right? No one fucking near him to catch it.
Yeah.
And dropped it right in front of him. Now, I swear to God, right?
Is that not a Liverpool goalkeeper in the making?
Paddy said to me, right? If Mignolet done that, he said they'd be burning the place down, right? straight away. Like, they'd be setting fire to the fucking place. Now, look, in all seriousness, I don't know the chap. I don't know anything about him. But tonight, in fairness, he was left very, very exposed by his defence overall, you know. They were getting opened up down the side.
He was left exposed by his manager.
Yeah, but there's so many
playing
balls.
That system. It was ridiculous.
Only line against like, probably the best of the maddest trio, defenders yeah.
in it's the like world. Saying, I tell you what, we're just going to leave you one-on-one with Ronaldo, and that should work out.
Yeah, but that's what we're going. That's what we'll do in the final.
When you look at the goals you can see it tonight, right?
Matip in the Etihad, right? He's looking for the drugs at the moment. That's exactly what's going on at the moment. Look, just go over and hide around Pep's office. I guarantee they're in there. And if he leaves the door open, just go in and ransack the office till you find them.
Yeah.
Here's a load of syringes.
It's I don't think anyone covered themselves in glory for the last 15 minutes of that game.
No. I'm
not getting on anyone's back but except Lovren's, because it was head went.
Yeah, no,
that's what drives me mad.
Yeah. Everyone's head went, because you see, you watch Henderson. Henderson was snapping into tackles,
yeah.
And then for the last 15, he was going to them, and then he was pulling off them.
Yeah,
you know, Robertson didn't look sure of his touch. Wijnaldum fucking fell over. I don't know how many bleeding times. Mane disappeared out of the game. You know, Firmino. He was all right, but he comes off. Ings comes on just to plug a hole on the right hand side. That's one definite.
He opened up a hole.
But Kolarov was getting way too much space to move into and look for.
But he was still.
But they all dropped a couple of levels for the last 15.
Who do you play? I'll put it this way, right? So looking at it, I'd give you my team and see if it changes around. So it's Karius and goal, right? Then I have Kloin and Clavin, Van Dijk, and Moreno, right? In midfield, I'm going to go Henderson, Milner and Wijnaldum. We've no choice, because that's what's left. Somebody said
one
Trent.
Of the lads there said add Tweed 82 said Trent can play midfield. Would you?
I wouldn't put. We need Trent. In my opinion,
Trent needs to be rested.
We need Trent for the second leg.
Do we actually? Because here's the question: if Kloin had minutes under his belt at the weekend, would Kloin actually be a very good option against Roma with them at home if they're coming? If we need to keep a lead. Would Kloin be the more defensively sound?
I'd rather start, and I'll tell you why, because they're gonna come at us the same way they started the game, right? And they're gonna try to get a goal early in the same way City did and try to look to get that second goal early, yeah. Right, to create absolute panic amongst us, right? And where we got our most change was to let them come on, Trent to nick the ball and then play down the channels, because their fullbacks, their wing backs are gonna push so far up, right? you're going to have, you need to get around the sides, and that's what Trent is good at. Klein is still not match fit, and he's only back from a long term injury. If we have to use him, he's the right option, but it's only if we have to use him in reality.
But if you look at Roma there tonight, Roma were very naive in playing 3 against 3. You know, they literally went 3 centre-halves against Man 3 forward, and they relied on their wing-backs getting space, which they did.
Yeah.
Now, we covered it well most of the time, but I was fucking roaring at the telly going, where's the space coming from? For the weekend, could he change around? Could he go like, a 4-4-2? You know, try to get one of them midfielders a rest?
Mm.
You know, maybe, I don't know, could he go Robertson and Moreno on the left-hand side?
Potentially.
You know, and make that a left side. He could probably go maybe Klein and Trent. I don't know, but just trying to get one or two of them out of the team.
I just think up top, you're not likely to see... You might see one of the three.
I'd see Salah.
Rested.
Play it.
I think we need to win this game. If
Harry Kane wins that fucking goal in the boot, I swear to God.
Yeah, it'd be very hard. It's going to be very hard.
It'll
for
be
Klopp.
Worse than when we signed Jack Butland.
It's going to be very hard for Klopp to rest a fella who is that in form. He is almost a goal a game.
He's a poor Bolero in Pro Evo, if you haven't.
Great show.
Is there still something there in his game that he's not 100%? Now, look, when you watch him tonight, you're going, what? But 70 minutes, 75, and he's being taken off.
But I think there's one eye. I think there's one eye at the weekend.
Over?
I think it's 5-0 up. The 70 minutes, 20 minutes to go. He's not expecting that if he takes Salah off, it's going to have that big of an impact.
So the rotation
starts.
Remember, it's only a couple of weeks
within
ago.
The game, is what you're trying to say to me.
Yeah.
Rather than when the game's over, we'll rotate for the weekend.
Yeah.
They're trying to rotate within game, more or less. You know
Stephen Kingsbury asked the same. And my thinking on it is about why Salah was taken off. My thinking would be it's only 3 weeks since he did his groin.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, it's in a fatigue situation where you're more likely to pull a muscle. So it's that 70 to 90 minute period where he probably is more likely to do it again.
Maybe sprinting for a ball that he doesn't need to sprint for, or one-on-one or something.
He's so determined to go for it or whatever it might be, and all of a sudden we lose him. And it could go worse and we lose him for the final. So I think there's just a little bit of cotton wool being put around him at the minute.
All right, look, as we move towards the end here, Paddy, what do you reckon on Saturday?
Well, result or team or both?
Whichever. I'm bored of taking stock at this stage.
See what you like, Paddy. Come on, Paddy.
Now, I think for the team, I think he goes, I'd say start Klein, start Moreno. He doesn't really have an option in midfield. You'll probably see one of the three, as you were saying. Salah, more likely so than anyone else. And Firmino. Mane probably rested. Ings will come in. Because Ings, don't forget, Ings scored the weekend. He started. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, Ings needs a run of games. He needs, he has scored. I think, personally, I think Klopp will try and go and get a result because he's all about, he never takes his foot off the pedal, as he says, heavy metal football. And it will probably stand him in good stead going into a game after playing a tough game against Stoke. Because let's face it, Stoke are going to play to their
They've got this is their they, this is last crossing. This is last chance motel for Stoke to stay in the Premier
League. So they're
going to
play the air strength, which is their weakness, which is crosses into the box.
Yep,
and that's exactly what counter attacking football is
for me.
That's why
I play Clavin and Van Dijk. I take Lovren out of the foreline. I actually said this to you here when his head goes after the first goal goes done. In. I said take him out.
Yeah,
within 2 minutes, I said get him off, get Clavin on. Because the panic had just, he'd gone mad and he was trying to make up for the mistake.
He went into one aerial challenge that he didn't need to and he left us open, and then he was caught down the side and he slides and just shout for a handball. It was actually a decent tackle, but the man's turned him inside out.
Yeah. But the head goes, and this is Lovren's greatest, Lovren's greatest enemy, right? Because instead of just playing the game, he tries to make up for mistakes and he tries to make up for things that happen on the
Shrug
pitch.
Shrug it off and keep going, sort of thing.
Yeah. And keep a cool head and just see it out. And that's why, ultimately, while he'll be good enough to be in the squad next year and Klopp will keep him, right, we will see another centre-back come in, and our four centre-backs next season will be Lovren, Van Dijk, Matip and whoever else comes in.
Is Gomez back?
There's talk of Gomez being back.
Yeah, he is. He played West Brom at the weekend.
Yeah.
What's the rest of your team? Before Phil interrupted you.
It's going to go Woodburn, Henderson, Wijnaldum, and then probably Ings, Mane and Salah. Rest Firmino, because Firmino, Same as the City game and tonight, he did look leggy towards the end, more so than the other.
He's been the one getting rested most lately, which is unusual.
But he puts in the, if you look, he puts in the most work. Like Firmino. Firmino is relentless up there. It's just ridiculous.
When he comes on against West Brom and Everton, he's going at 60%.
Yeah.
He's just going, I'm out here, but I don't really want to be.
I have to wipe my teeth before this game. He had to get the wiper out of me now.
I'm going to contradict myself a little bit because I'm only going on the last 15 minutes of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we go and win that 5-0, I just go, well, I'll just play the same fucking team again the weekend for Grant. But there was Leggy out there. Karius in goal, Klein right back, Clavin, Van Dijk, Moreno.
Mm.
I hate saying fucking Moreno, but Moreno. I think Woodburn does play.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of anyone else.
If you didn't want to play Moreno, you could play Klein left full and play Joe Gomez right full.
You could do that.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to play Moreno.
Yeah. And then the two midfield, I'd probably play two midfield. I'd probably go Henderson and Wijnaldum. And then try play a three behind the one, like a Woodburn.
Three behind the one in front of the two?
Three in front of the four and the two.
In front of the four and the two.
That video was excellent.
Would you like to read those?
Wasn't that video excellent? Wasn't it?
Oh,
one last go at this.
Woodburn, Mane, Ings behind fucking Solanke. You go two up front and leave Firmino on, but put Solanke up there with him. Just something to freshen up a little bit. But he'll have, look, he knows more than we fucking know, so he's going to know what they're going to know. Yeah, just a little bit. But he knows more than we do, and he's probably looking at it now over the next couple of days. Like you said, we've 4 days to that game, so it's all changing that.
Steve, anything different there?
Not really. No. We you know what, we're so limited on options. It's not like we have Lallana and Chamberlain and whoever else available to us. So we're kind of fucked with what we can do. It is what it is. I think he'll go strong. I think he'll try and get the job done in 70 minutes and hope we don't bend over like we did against West Brom.
Predictions, Paddy, starting with you.
I'm going to go 2-0 to us. Okay. 2-0 Liverpool.
Gavlar.
3-1 us.
3-1 us.
I was going to say 3-1, but I'll go with 3-0.
I think a clean sheet is important in this game. Having conceded 4 goals in the last 2 games, having had such a good run of clean sheets, and going away to Rome where we need to not concede stupid goals, I think a clean sheet is fundamental. I think it'll be a nervy 2-0 win, hopefully. And the reason why, I going back to your point, yes, I agree. If we win, Champions League is more or less wrapped up. Yes. And I think that has to be in front of the players to say, lads, the next 2 games, we can secure Champions League football and a Champions League final.
And I'm dying to see what way Roma turn up next week now. Because Roma's fucking kind of get out of jail card was this 3 at the back against Barcelona. They've done it tonight.
Yeah.
And it failed. It did fail.
Massively.
But what
exposed
did he go, did he go the same?
Yeah.
Because Liverpool are well within their right to say, look, Salah and Mane, you just sit a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Block off those avenues to them wingbacks, and we'll still get the ball and we can still do damage. So I'm dying to see what way Roma come out next week.
Well, the way that we play over there, like, we will be so, they will be so nervous about us attacking them. Because you've seen tonight,
what we've done tonight.
When Salah picks up the ball, they step off a yard.
Yep.
They don't, they're just panicking about what's going to happen. So,
okay,
totally get stuck in.
Luckily enough, we have, if you really have no life, Jamie will be doing a tactical preview of the Stoke game on Friday. Fuck that. Imagine doing a tactical preview of a Paul Lambert team. Best of luck with that one, lads.
That's a weird one, isn't it, Lambert? I still can't get my fucking head around that. Like, he gets the job, they get no bounce off it. Like, you know this new manager bounce? They get none of it. They're just literally in a
hanging
coma.
In.
Just
they're hanging in. They're still hanging in. The result at the weekend.
They're 8 points off safety with 4 games left.
No, I think they won at the weekend. I think they're only like 3 or something.
No, they didn't
like
win. They drew at the weekend.
Well, that's even. Get bonus points. People are mentioning Curtis Jones. That could be a fella. I don't know. Is he real?
Is he an actor? Jones and Camacho.
Is he in the draft? I think he's in the NFL draft tomorrow. Curtis Jones, tight end.
They're 4 points. Stoke are 4 points off safety, but they've played a game more.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm going to wrap it up here. But before I wrap it up, Gav, tell us your Topaz story.
It wasn't that. I was only messing. I went to the Topaz the pricks. They won't be sponsoring us.
They're going. They're becoming Circle K.
They put the smokes up 20 cents. Yeah, no one else has. Just them cunts. So I was walking out fuming. I was on the nice road, fuming. But I walked out. But you know the high chart.
You couldn't reach it.
Did you ever see the topaz? They have the high chats, but someone blind them one eye put it up. Because I walked by and I was like, five for fucking 9 happy days. And I just walked out. So the 20 cent kind of went down my mind. Swings. It was a real swing.
If you're
swing.
5'9", I'm 7'3".
Swings around
him. He got a dose of the Bobby Firmino Nike platforms.
Gav was life.
Remember, folks, tonight, Muhammad is better than Jesus, and that was proven once and for all. So Muhammad Salah is life. There's no bones about this.
Paddy is life.
Paddy was life at the weekend. Yeah. Right?
And he will be life.
Salah's taking it back.
Gav was life as he walked out of 5'9" from the bandy topaz. Maybe it was just the Hobbit. For anyone, that's a topaz in Hobbiton. Just past the chair.
Someone could have been stacking shelves and I stood in their back when they were lying down with cans of cocaine or something. Come here.
There was talk of a Liverpool fan stabbed outside the ground.
Yeah, I've seen this earlier. Apparently, about 20 Roma fans came down a side street up near the Albert pub.
Yeah.
And attacked. They actually set on an older Liverpool fan. Jeez. I think they were using belts and.
Yeah, he was stabbed and he's meant to be in a bad way. So hopefully
he's all right. And
if you're going to the game next week, just be careful. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. It's not an easy place.
There
to
is
go.
that Italian tradition of stabbing people in the bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it is. That's no, general, no, no, that I've heard not, of that. That yeah. isn't making you up a thing.
I've heard of that. Yeah. And
it's like there are a lot of school kids with compasses. Remember when you're in school and your mate used to come in, you get the compass and you're stabbing up the arse. No?
Yeah, we see.
That wasn't your compass, Phil. That we say goodnight.
Well, actually, do we not have anything to plug?
No.
All right. Anyway, look, as ever, big thanks to JK Stoutmans for letting us do the podcast here. Joe's been super tonight in terms of getting the setup and the whole lot going on. Big thanks as ever to Redsbet for sponsoring the Tuesday Club and the Tripper stuff going forward. You'll find the stuff on our Twitter feed. We do have some promo tweets to
we will, out. Yeah, we'll have some more stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
But Redsbet are a great crew and they are doing stuff, putting money back into the communities through their various different schemes that they have there.
Absolutely. And they've been very good to us. Yeah. You know what I mean, and that's what it comes down to. We do this for free, so at the end of the day, we do need a little bit.
And we're set up as a club there, so if you do get onto Redsbet, you can actually pick the LFC Day Trippers as your club, and there will be help for what we're doing and the program that we're trying to embark on.
It's dead
on
handy as well.
What?
It's dead handy to do. Like,
it is dead handy.
You know, if you like, I think you can just go if you go online and just Google Redsbet.
Yeah.
You can get onto that site and then you'll see the link for the app and it's handy.
And genuinely, gamble responsibly out there. We're not trying to encourage people to go betting, especially if you have a gambling problem.
No.
You don't want people to take up gambling.
It's not our aim is for people to take up gambling. But anyway, let's not get into it.
We will have promoted stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. So as we said, big thanks ever to JK Stoutmans and Redsbet for looking after us. And then finally, tonight we've been joined not by Sean Lawson, but by Paddy Lawson, who's sort of taken Sean's place because he's too busy trying to go to Dices of every night of the week when he's pretending to be in work.
Picking up the Portuguese or something like that.
Tell you what, that fucker has more Portuguese than Figo, I can tell
the
you.
The only man who started a podcast 5'9" and is finishing at 4'9", Gav Doyle.
That's fucking outrageous.
I'm 4'11" if I'm a day.
Gav 4'9". We saw him as ever, and on the Periscope tonight was Stephen Deli.
Stephen Deli.
He's got his trousers on. I, of course, have been your host, Phil Casey. This has been the Trippers. This has been the Tuesday Night Club. Coming up on Friday is Jamie's Thing, but
And Steve.
Yeah, the Tactics Board. And then, of course, on Sunday, we will have the Fatback Forward to review our win over Stoke. Yeah, I've called it. There we are. Good night. God bless. Thanks for listening. And we'll see us all back here. Oh, actually, we'll see us back here live after the match next Wednesday instead of Tuesday. That's what I meant to be saying.
Now, there can be two outcomes. There can be champagne or there can be rope. So
We'll be here either giving out shite because we won or giving out shite because we lost.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
So with that, good night. God bless.
Good night.
We'll see you all next week.